I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way.
Do you know what today is? It's our anniversary. Oh, hey y'all, happy new year. It's our anniversary. Blessed and Bossed Up is 4 years old today. On January, I don't even remember the date, but the first Monday in January in 2017, this podcast launched. It launched under a different name, under a different format, but it was still this show in its infancy stages nonetheless. I cannot believe I've been running my mouth for 4 years, every single week for 4 years straight. It is an honor. Even more so now, since we've made the transition from the show being what it was to what it is now, I'm so grateful that God saw me as a mouthpiece. I'm humbled still, and I'm just in awe of what He has done with this platform, and I just consider it a great blessing to still be here podcasting 4 years later. And then, of course, with Anchor Media and things like that, I've been able to help a lot of other podcasters, but I'm just excited. This has been such an amazing journey. And so thank you. A lot of you guys are still listening. Some of you guys have been listening for 4 years. So to our OGs, what's up? Thank you for just taking this journey with me over the last 4 years. And those of you guys who have come along over the years, thank you. For those of you guys who are listening for the first time, welcome. I added a new little intro to the podcast so you guys know exactly who we are, what we stand for, and what the mission is of this show from the gate. And so I'm happy to have you guys in our community. This show started out 4 years ago with me and a co-host under a totally different name. And it wasn't until a few months after we launched that God began to speak with me about this platform. One of it is He wanted me to do the show by myself. He wanted me to change the name. So all of these instructions came. I didn't know that this show was going to turn into what it is right now, but all of these instructions came. And I remember one thing is in particular that God told me, because when I started the podcast originally, I wanted to talk about the journey of entrepreneurship. I felt like there were a lot of people who have already reached certain levels of success, and they're kind of like looking down saying, oh, here's how to be successful like me. But I wanted to network with the people right next to me. I wanted to run this race and grow as an entrepreneur with people in real time. I didn't want to wait until I got to a certain point. And so that was the premise of the show originally, was let's talk about this journey of entrepreneurship. Then as I was getting saved on the back end, God then was like, okay, well, you have the right concept, but I want you to add me in there. So now not only what's the journey like of being an entrepreneur, but what's the journey like of being a servant of God, and then taking that and marrying it to your entrepreneurial desires, because He is the one who placed that business, that idea, that passion that you have inside of you in the first place. And that's the message that He wanted me to portray when we switched the show over. We officially did it about a year after the original launch is when I changed everything over, introduced the new concept with God as my CEO and all of those things. And that brings me to a little church announcement that I have. I told you guys last week that y'all really been rocking with me and all the things I've been doing with Anchor Media and talking a lot about podcasting and business and all of that, that I wanted to do something for our 4 year anniversary specifically for you guys who are podcast listeners who have been rocking with this show. So this Friday, January 8th, we are dropping our merch at the God is My CEO shop. You can go to blessedandbossedup.com. The shop is there. You can get your God is My CEO crew necks, t-shirts. We have some mugs and some wall art. So some say God is my CEO. Others say busy building wealth. Fellas, there are a lot of men who listen to the show. I know we cater primarily towards women, but thanks to good analytics, it's about 20% of you guys or so who are men who listen to the show. There are things for you guys there as well. So everything isn't feminine. It's unisex. So if you want to buy your man something, if you want to buy your cousin, your homeboy something who also is making God the CEO of his business, you guys can all get that from the site. I do want to mention one thing. God is my CEO is a very catchy phrase. It's one that sticks. It's something you don't got to think too much about. It's a great phrase. It's one that God gave me when he told me to change the show over. And it's something that I live by. God is my CEO is literally my lifestyle. It is also my intellectual property. I own the trademark to God is my CEO. So any other things that you may see out there utilizing the God is my CEO phrase and terminology to market whatever it is that's going on, that's not us. The only place that you can get God is my CEO merch is from blessedandbossedup.com. Where you see that little R with the circle on it, meaning registered trademark, it's from us. If it doesn't have that, it is not from us. And we're going to let the lawyers handle all of that stuff. And we're going to keep partying, celebrating, and praising the Lord. So go to blessedandbossedup.com to get your merch. I'm excited because I'm literally not about to wear anything else forever. I'm really excited because I just believe that the merch was a long time coming for one. But then in addition to that, I wanted to do things the right way. So I'm glad we're finally here. It's finally out. I wish I could tell y'all the big picture, but I'm going to contain myself and just stick with saying the merch is available. So go to blessedandbossedup.com to take advantage of that starting January 8th. Collect your coins, y'all. Put them to the side. We know them stimmies came through, but the merch is available. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk to you guys about having an uncompromising year. It's a word that you guys are going to hear me say a lot in 2021. I shared with you guys at the beginning of last year, which was also our most listened to episode of 2020. I talked to you guys about how to be the Proverbs 31 woman. And I was telling you in that episode that God was speaking to me all last year about transitioning from entrepreneur to executive. And over the year, you've heard me share various trials and things with that. Now, this year, God has really mandated me to be uncompromising. And that is a mission that I'm on in this year. And you're going to see a lot come from the podcast and my brand, etc., around that conversation. But I wanted to bring it here to the podcast because it may be a lot of you guys who are still coping with a lot of trauma that 2020 has caused. You're still trying to mentally figure out what the heck happened with the whole entire year. There may have been some highs and some lows or some different things that have happened in your life that has you feeling a certain type of way to where it's like you're almost afraid to be excited about what the new year has because you're afraid of being disappointed because we were blindsided so much, all of us were, with this past year. And so I want to bring this conversation of being uncompromising to the podcast because if you are in that space where you're hesitant to truly celebrate this new year, where you're hesitant to set goals, where you're hesitant to really go after these big ideas that God is giving you, I want to give you a perspective shift for a second so that you can understand that now is not the time to fold. Now is the time to be uncompromising, to not accept any compromise, to not make concessions, to be inflexible, to be unyielding. These are all the definitions of the word uncompromising. Now is the time for us to not settle for anything less than God's best.
For those of you guys who are a little bit hesitant, I posted a couple of scriptures on my Instagram on New Year's Eve. One of them is in Isaiah. It says, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. Those flames will not consume you. Even in Lamentations, it says God's loyal love couldn't have run out. His merciful love couldn't have dried up. They're created new every morning. How great is thy faithfulness? I'm sticking with God because he's all I got left. And those two scriptures, I posted them specifically on that day for the person who is in that space, like I described, where you're hesitant to truly get excited or feel like you should make these big plans and you should really go after these big things that God has shown you. You have dreams that have been keeping you up at night and visions that you've been writing down, but it's something inside you that's just trying to tame that excitement that you had, that zeal that you had, that work ethic that you want to apply to God's plan. There's something that's trying to suppress that. And I want you to change your perspective a bit, because the enemy will love to make you think that somehow, because of how 2020 turned out, as far as what was going on in the world, that he's trying to magnify that or use that to make you think that something is going to happen that's going to derail God's plan for you. And that's not true. This episode is brought to you by Skillshare. Coming into this new year, I think we all can agree about how important it is for us to make sure that we're creating meaningful things as well as exploring our different creativities. That's where Skillshare comes in. Skillshare is an online membership community that offers membership with meaning. With so much to explore, real projects to create, and the support of fellow creatives, Skillshare empowers you to accomplish real growth. I personally like to use Skillshare for my business creativity, right? One thing I told you guys about in this episode is that we are launching our store. And with that, I want to learn how to take pictures of the products that look good, that help it sell, and I'm not spending all of these extra dollars on freelancers and things of that nature unnecessarily. So Skillshare has this great class. It's actually called DIY Product Photography Style and Shoot Creative Stills. And this class is amazing because it helps me do just that. I can have all of the product, take beautiful pictures, and have them convert to sales. Explore your creativity at Skillshare.com/blessed and get a free trial of premium membership. That's Skillshare.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. And it's a certain level of gratitude I believe that we all should have going into this new year, because we went through the fire and we were not consumed. You know, that scripture was so timely. And that's why I posted it, because again, it says, when you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. So we went through rivers of difficulty all year, but we didn't drown. We walked through the fire of oppression, but we didn't get burned up. The flames did not consume us. So that's something to be celebrated. And that's something that should fuel your desire and your enthusiasm about what God is calling you to do this year. So when we talk about being uncompromising, be uncompromising about your pursuit of God's plan, right? We talked about in episodes ago that he does the establishing, right? So he has the blueprint. He has the plan. Before he formed us in our mother's womb, he knew us. Jeremiah 29:11, one of the top scriptures says, or the most popular, let me say that, talks about how he has a plan for us, plans for hope in the future, plans to prosper us and not to harm us. So he has the plan. He does the establishing, and we're just obedient in the process. So it's time for us to get enthusiastic about being obedient, because we know that no matter what this year may bring, we won't be consumed. We will not drown. And that's a level of confidence that we need to go about life having. And that brings me into the first area that we're going to be uncompromising in, and that is our authority. Kavaya said in the society, if you guys don't know, it's our membership community. Go to blessedandbossedup.com/community. You can learn all about it. Do a 2-week free trial. So in our community, we did a prayer call. I called a last minute prayer call. And I'm actually going to get to that prayer in this episode, but I called a last minute warfare prayer call. And so after the prayer, a lot of us, we hung around and talked a little bit. And Kavaya, who hosts the community with me, was saying that the Lord was saying that for our society, that this year is a year for us to really walk into our authority. And that's a part of being uncompromising. We have to be uncompromising in our authority because our authority comes from God. And so us minimizing our authority is us minimizing Him that is at work within us and Him who gave us that authority in the first place. We can't give it back. Why would we give back the authority that He has given us? He gave us the authority for a reason, so that we can exercise it when the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Or when things start happening in our lives and in our families and in the world, it's time for us not to fold, but to use our authority and be uncompromising about it. In Luke 10:19, it says, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you." Matthew 18:18-20 says, "Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." So again, this scripture tells us whatever we bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. This is authority. The Bible also says that we can decree a thing and it will be established. So we have authority to bind, to loose, to decree, and it'll be established. We have the authority to trample over all of the power of the enemy. So again, we cannot go into this year folding. I told you guys, like, 2020 was a great year overall. Like, it was an amazing year. I became a mother. God really just showed out in my life and in my business. But I had a lot of attacks in 2020. I told you guys about the difficulties I had with my health. And there was another time, maybe like a few months ago, where I had woke up. It was a regular day and I was bleeding. And so I was like, I wouldn't even say scared, but I just was like, okay, where is this coming from? I was kind of annoyed as well because there were so many attacks. And so I was like, okay, all right, let me just focus on my day. I'll go to the hospital later or whatever. But the bleeding that I had going on ended up getting worse. So I told my husband, he was like, "Nah, you need to go to the emergency room. Like, I'll take the baby." I was getting ready to drop the baby off somewhere. So he was like, "We'll drop the baby off at my mom." So he was like, "I'll take the baby. You need to go to the emergency room." So I went through all the tests. There was something going on in my body, nothing serious, but they prescribed me some medications and basically sent me on my way. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. We're at the top of the year, and many of us may find ourselves just still dealing with the trauma of last year and just finding it hard to navigate those emotions and really plan and be present for this new year. BetterHelp Online Counseling is here for you. They are the world's largest e-counseling platform. And if you have a busy schedule or wear many hats and find it hard to research and make appointments with in-person counselors, and to the point where you might not go at all, BetterHelp is definitely available for you because they offer you counseling at a level of convenience that fits a busy lifestyle. So they will actually connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient, and you can now get help on your own time and at your own pace. They're also available worldwide, so wherever you're at on the map, BetterHelp is here for you. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Anything you share is confidential. You can start communicating with your therapist in under 24 hours. And best of all, it's truly an affordable option. Blessed and Bossed Up listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code BLESSED. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/blessed. You simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/blessed. Let's get back to the show. I was reading the medication that I read everything. Like, I don't like to put things into my body without knowing what it is. So one of the medications had this big piece of paper attached to it. And I was like, this is odd. I've never had a prescription before that has like a real big piece of paper attached. This paper starts describing how all of the symptoms that could result from this medication, a combination of those symptoms can lead to death, nerve damage, psychosis, like all types of stuff was on here. And I was like, why would these people, like, where it was worse than what the actual problem was. And at that point, I'm like, I deal with the bleeding because this is crazy. So you mean to tell me I might be out of my mind as a result of taking this medicine? No. And at that moment, something rose up on the inside of me where I was not going to settle for that. That was outside of what God said about me, which is that I am healed. That's outside of one of his names, which is Jehovah Rapha. And so something rose up on the inside of me. And I say, God, you sent your only son to die on the cross for my sins. And with every lash he took, I'm healed. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are a healer. You said that we could lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. So I'm going to lay hands on myself right now, God, and decree, because you said that I can decree a thing and it'll be established. So I declare and decree right now that I am healed in Jesus' name. Just like the woman with the issue of blood pressed her way through to touch the hem of your garment, and her and the blood, the bleeding that she was having for so many years dried up. I reach my hand up to you, Father, in the spirit right now to touch the hem of your garment, God. And I ask that in this moment, Father, that you dry up this blood. Like, when I tell y'all, I was irritated with the enemy at that point, to the point where all of that rose up out of me. And let me tell you something. I never took the medicine. I said I took anything other than God off the table. And now a caveat to this is always use wisdom. That's why I say anything other than God, because if God was to say, take that medicine, you'll be fine, then I would have done that as well. But that's not what God's will was in that moment. I was not settling for anything else but God's will. And after that, I never bled again. It dried up, never bled again. Didn't have to take any of that stuff that they prescribed me. That's not the first time that that's happening, and it won't be the last. But I want the point to get across that we can't be yielding in our authority. I say on this podcast all the time that the victory is ours, and don't forfeit a fight that's already fixed in your favor. But we have to understand that we are in a war at all times. We are at a war with our flesh to make sure that we are on a track or on one accord with the righteous lifestyle that God wants to live. We are at war with the enemy and his plans on earth. We are at war with so many different forces at one time. We have the victory, yes, but we also have to take our authority and claim that victory. We have to understand that this is a battle. We are in a war, and I'm putting on the full armor of God every single day. And I'm going to fight an offensive fight and not a defensive one. And that's a part of being uncompromising in your authority this year. Don't wait for all hell to break loose in your house to start utilizing your authority. Wake up early when there's nothing wrong and plead the blood of Jesus over your household. Anoint your cars before anything happens. Anoint your children. Anoint the computers that they're on, so that as they're spending more time doing online learning, the enemy is not using the digital space to feed them poison through the internet. So again, we have to be uncompromising in our authority. I'm reading this book. It's called The Rules of Engagement by Cindy Trim. And I'm loving this book so far because it's very informative about the war that I'm speaking of and the different rankings of in the spirit and all of those things. And so one part of the book so far that really stood out to me is how easy a stronghold can be created. So she talked about how, and the book is in my Amazon store, y'all can find it there. But in the book, she talked about how there are certain strongholds that we may not have control over. So there may be strongholds as far as that's connected to where we live, the area we're in. There may be strongholds that's on our bloodline that our elders or ancestors introduced. There might be other strongholds that that we didn't necessarily initiate. But she went deeper into the strongholds that are created every day by us agreeing with things that are contrary to the word of God. So we know in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ." And so she talked about how when these thoughts that we have to take captive, when they come up, or these emotions come up, and then we agree with them either through our actions, through what we say, a stronghold is created. And now the enemy is able to safely hide behind that stronghold and have you thinking that is you that think that way, or having you thinking that is you that feel that way, or you that's making that decision. But what it is, what you did was agree with something that you should have taken captive. And now that stronghold is there, and the enemy is able to safely hide behind it and use it to kill, steal, and destroy you. And it really stood out to me, and it goes into us being uncompromising about our authority, because a part of that is recognizing when those feelings come up. So when God tells you to leap or do something big and that fear comes up and you say, "Oh, I'm gonna wait. Maybe I didn't hear God. Let me ask for confirmation 100 times before I finally do what he's telling me to do." Those things, those agreements with what wasn't God, those things that you were supposed to take captive are now strongholds. So now fear is a lot bigger than it should have been, because you didn't take it captive when it first rose up. You agreed with it. And some of you are going into this year where you're hesitant to rejoice, because it's something in you is making you hesitant, or making you feel like you shouldn't get excited because of how last year turned out. And by you agreeing with that in your behavior and your emotions and how you allow that to drive the decisions that you make, a stronghold is now created. So now you can't even enjoy the fact that you haven't been consumed, or that God's mercies endure forever, or that he brought you this far. You aren't able to find the light and the hope that's always there, because you've agreed with pessimistic thinking. So I can't stress enough to you guys the importance of being uncompromising in this season with your authority. And the way that you fully know and understand your authority is by studying the word of God. And I'm going to tell y'all that all the time, because it's no, you can't control all and delete yourself into this life. It takes work. It takes knowing the word, having the word in your heart. God and his word are one. You can't say that you know God if you don't know his word. So we have to, in another part of being uncompromising about your authority, is to not go into another season being ignorant about what the word of God says. And I'm not talking about knowing bits and pieces, or knowing a scripture here and there. I'm knowing the circumstances, the plot, the themes, the characters, the situation, knowing all of those things and truly studying, understanding, so that when you are presented with a test, you can pass it. The next area that we're going to be uncompromising in, you guys, is doing business God's way. Building a business on biblical principles works. I've shared on here about changing the podcast over, about God shutting down my business. I did a YouTube video on it. My scariest leap of faith was shutting down my business from I was making money, and I went from making money, building on my way to reaching my goal, to not making anything and not knowing how the business was going to come together. But I shut it all down because God told me to. And it reminded me of Matthew 19:27-28. It says, "Then Peter said to him, 'We've given up everything to follow you. What will we get?' And Jesus replied, 'I assure you that when the world is made new and the Son of Man sits upon his glorious throne, you who have been my followers will also sit on 12 thrones,'" talking about the disciples, "'judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has given up houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or property for my sake will receive 100 times as much in return and will inherit eternal life. But many who are the greatest now will be the least important then. and those who seem least important now will be the greatest then. This scripture was one that I personally really kept close to me because it reminded me that nothing that I give up to follow God will be in vain. And so for you guys, nothing that you give up to follow God will be in vain. He says that everyone who has given up, and he lists all of these things, for my sake will receive 100 times as much in return and will inherit eternal life. And my life and business journey is a testimony to that. Like, to go from shutting everything down to having this podcast that's getting a lot of traction very early on, to have this business that the podcast is directly supporting. We're making money in my business. I'm now on my way to that goal I had of having being a 6-figure business owner. Everything is on an up and up. And then with one whisper, God says, change the podcast, do it by yourself. Another instruction was to shut down your business. Don't take any more clients. Don't continue doing business. I'll tell you what to do next. And I had to make a decision to follow God. And I'm giving you the Cliff Notes version because I've told this story before, but I had to make a decision and I did. And to now be on the other side of that decision, to where I shut down everything and he took me through an intense pruning season for over a year, to him then downloading Anchor Media's the whole blueprint to me in a day, to then the business after he downloaded that blueprint becoming a 6-figure company in 6 months was unheard of, to then go into another year where a global pandemic hits. And so not only was the company still a 6-figure company, but we added another 6 figures to that income in the middle of a pandemic, while also me having a baby and taking 4 months off to focus on my family. We still did that. That's God. But he will never allow you to give up anything that he will not give back to you tenfold. And on top of that, you'll have eternal life. There is no other way. You can't tell me that the world telling you that you can manifest your blessings and your own strength can compare to what the Lord Almighty can do. You cannot tell me that the grind and the hustle and the way that every self-proclaimed expert on Clubhouse is trying to tell you how to build your business and to reach this and reach that, that stuff can't touch what the King of Kings will do. It can't touch it. It's laughable to think that anything that we can do in our own strength or any success that we can create can even come close to what God will do if we just surrender to his way. So we're not compromising this year about doing business God's way. We're going to do it. We're going to shut down what he needs us to shut down. We're going to walk away with what he needs us to walk away from. We're going to walk to what he wants us to walk to. We're going to go into these rooms that he's called us to, and we're going to hold our head high and stick our chest out and not feel small, because we know that God is the one who placed us there. We know that God is the one who makes our name great. So when we get into these places, these high places, and we're feasting with kings and powerful people of these nations that he's called us to, we're not going in there small and timid thinking that, oh, I'm just the, no. We going in there representing the one who sent us and the one who prepared that seat at the table in the first place. There are some of you guys where you've had a certain level of success. Right? You have a good level of success. You may have a 6-figure company, a 7-figure company, whatever, but you have a very comfortable level of success that you've worked hard to achieve. And now God is giving you a place that's now even that is surpassing that ambition that you have. Or a better way to say it is, he's doing what he said he would do, which is exceedingly and abundantly above anything you can ask for or think. So now you're starting to get scared because you're used to the success that you created and the success that you've gotten to thus far. But this new level that's going to take God to get you there is scary because it's unfamiliar. People can't relate. And if I'm being fully transparent with y'all, like, that's a place that I find myself in, where a lot of people that I once could go to can't relate to some of the things that God has me doing right now. And it's a lonely feeling a lot of times. But I have to remember, and you have to remember, that the God who gave us those visions and gave us these assignments, he is going to make a way, and he's going to give us the wisdom to get there, and he's going to give us the grace to sustain it once we get there, and he's going to give us everything that we need for it. But we have to be uncompromising. about doing business his way. So let me go ahead and wrap up. These are two areas that we are going to be uncompromising in, family, for 2021. Number one is we're going to be uncompromising about our authority. And number two, we're going to be uncompromising about doing business God's way. So I'm going to go ahead and put a pin in it there for the sake of time. Do not forget to go to blessedandbossedup.com to get your God is My CEO merch. And I'm also going to be going live this week. I don't remember the day off the top of my head, so don't kill me, but it's going to be posted on our pages where I want you guys to tell me about your experience with the podcast, and especially those of you who've been listening for a while and you've seen transformation in your lives. I'm going to go live on the Blessed and Bossed Up page, and I'm going to bring you up to the live. I was about to get in the Clubhouse lingo. I'm gonna bring you guys up to the live and talk to you about it. So I'm really excited about this, because usually on the show and on lives I'm talking, and so I'm excited to talk to y'all. So definitely follow Blessed and Bossed Up, follow me, Tatum Tamia. Again, thank you so much for your support over the last 4 years, and I'm hyped about year five. Five is the number of grace, and I just got a feeling that God is finna show out. But thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. I'll talk to you next week.